It's time for Pageant Talk Radio with Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach. This is the show that will inform and inspire you as you prepare for your next pageant competition while helping you develop life skills that transcend pageantry. Now, here's the host of Pageant Talk Radio, Valerie Hayes.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Pageant Talk Radio. I'm Valerie Hayes, the Pageant Coach, and we're going to spend today's show sharing exciting information that can help you become an elite contestant. On Pageant Talk Radio, we understand the importance of developing real skills that translate to real pageant success. We want to make sure you have all the information you need in order to make this year your best pageant year ever. Well, as you can tell, I am back from attending the Miss America pageant in Las Vegas, which was fabulous. The pageant was really, really a lot of fun and all the events around it. And, of course, it was very exciting because Indiana has its first Miss America. Katie Stamm was crowned on Saturday night. And if you haven't caught Katie's guest appearances, today she's going to be on Inside Edition. And you can check your local listings for that. And then 5 o'clock, I guess, Eastern time, she's going to be on your Fox News channel, the show The Bull and the Bear. Tomorrow at 7:45 a.m. in the New York City area, she'll be on CW11, The Morning Show. I think these are all Eastern times. 8:45 a.m. Eastern, MSNBC Morning Joe. And then at 10:30 a.m. tomorrow, she'll be on Better TV, which you can watch at www.better.tv. BETTER.TV. So that's www.better.tv. And if you want to make sure you're getting a list of all of Katie Stamm's appearances during her year of service, you can just go to the Miss America website, www.missamerica.org, and click on the button that says Join Our Mailing List. Well, today we have a very exciting show. We're going to actually be talking about the Miss America pageant and giving a little recap. For a full review of the pageant, you can check out my blog. It also has a few candid photos of some former Miss Americas that I met and chatted with. And you can check out the full review of the pageant. And the blog is www.thepageantcoach.blogspot.com. Well, as I said, we have a very exciting Miss America recap show planned for you today. During today's show, I'll be talking with representatives from Four Points Magazine, which is a great magazine, about the production, the swimsuit competition, the beautiful evening gowns, the talent, and the onstage questions. If you'd like to call in with a question, a comment, or something that you observed about the show, we'd love to hear from you today. If you're a current title holder and want to have your name and title announced when you call, just let Dave, my producer, know. If you prefer to just have your first name announced, that's absolutely fine, too. To join the conversation and share your opinion about this year's Miss America pageant, dial 888-463-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We're looking forward to hearing you on the show. Well, on today's show, as I've mentioned, we have two representatives from Four Points Magazine. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Four Points Magazine, it's a fabulous magazine that tracks the Miss America organization. If you're competing in Miss America in your local or state pageant system, or your local or state Miss America's Outstanding Teen, you should absolutely be getting Four Points Magazine. And my first guest is Julianne Wieland of Four Points. Julianne is a graduate of Aquinas College in Grand Rapids, Michigan. She is the editor of Four Points Magazine, which is one of the best pageant resources available, hands down. As the editor of Four Points, Julianne keeps up with Miss America's and Miss America's Outstanding Teen Contestant and volunteers and in order to bring all of you guys the newest information, tips, and hints when it comes to pageantry. You can also keep up with Julianne on the Four Points website. She has a blog, plus her Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace accounts. She's probably the busiest girl at Four Points Magazine. Julianne, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Hi, Valerie. Thanks for having me.
It's so exciting to have you. And then my second guest is also from Four Points Magazine. Carrie Ann Moaning is joining us. Carrie Ann is an account executive and is most well known for her bright smile, cheery disposition, and her ability to spill something on her shirt every day. We'll get to that later, Carrie. She is a self-described people person, which is evident with her interaction with all of the Serendipity Publishing clients. Carrie boasts over 10 years' experience in advertising sales in the publishing industry, from tour operators to pageant gown designers. Carrie has a kind word and a sweet deal for everyone. She enjoys spending time with her daughter, Ariana, and indulging in her terrible addiction to spicy food. Carrie, welcome to Pageant Talk Radio.
Well, thank you, Valerie. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, so before we go any further, Carrie, you must tell us about your ability to spill something on your shirt every day. Have you done that already?
Oh, I got to check. No, I have not yet today.
Okay, so that's something we can look forward to.
That's right.
That's right. Well, I'll just have to watch myself so that I manage not to do that today. So, Julianne, before we go any further, one of the first questions I always get asked about Four Points magazine is, and I'm sure you've had this 4 million times, what do you mean 4 points? What does 4 points stand for?
Oh, yes, we get asked that quite a bit. The magazine is actually named after the 4 points of the Miss America crown, which are scholarship, success, style, and service. So in each issue of 4 points, we have an article that deals with each of those areas plus some.
And I know that some pageant interviews and personal interviews, the contestants will actually be asked what the 4 points of the crown are. So tell them to us one more time, Julianne.
Scholarship, success, style, and service.
Wow, that's awesome. So everybody knows now. Nobody has any excuse for going into their interview unprepared. Well, Carrie and Julianne were at the pageant. Actually, you were there for the entire pageant week, were you not?
We were.
Yes, you were. And you had a booth at the trade show. Let's talk about the trade show for just a minute before we talk about the pageant. I went through the trade show briefly on Friday after I arrived and then spent more time in the trade show Saturday morning. And it was an awesome trade show. You guys had a booth that looked pretty busy, wasn't it, Carrie?
It was actually very busy. Friday was actually one of the slower days. Wednesday and Thursday were probably our busiest days. But it's always very exciting to be at the trade show with all of the contestants coming in and out and to see all the people in there trying on dresses and gowns and purchasing everything that you could possibly need for a pageant.
Right. A lot of the Miss America's Outstanding Teen State and local title holders were there, and they were trying on the gowns. La Casa Hermosa was there. SerendipityProm.com was there. The Crowning Touch was there from Massachusetts. And I also was really excited that Heather French Henry, former Miss America, was there with her beautiful gowns. Julianne, did you have a chance to slip away and check out her gowns at all?
Absolutely. Actually, I was so enthralled with them that I think I went back and looked at them three separate times.
I'm seriously, they were great gowns, weren't they?
They were. They were so beautiful. And what I loved is that in some cases, the dresses go up to size 16, which, I mean, generally pageant contestants aren't that large, but she just is a designer for every woman and is so talented, and I was so excited to see her there.
You know what I loved about her gowns were they were very fashionable, but they were also classic but still sexy in a very tasteful way. And I confess, Carrie, there were several that I thought about purchasing on the spot. Did you have a chance to check them out?
I actually didn't, and I was like Julianne. I kept going back and forth over there, and I think that she does a very classy dress. She obviously has been in the pageant world for a long time and knows what looks well on people and has different varieties for each person.
Yeah, they were just amazing. And if you weren't at Miss America, the trade show, or didn't have a chance to stop by her booth, you can check out Heather French Henry's collection at hfhcollection.com, and they were awesome. You know, another booth that I really enjoyed was the Anne Hand booth, and you guys were like right next to that, weren't you?
Correct. Oh, yeah, we had the best seat in the house.
Yeah, you guys did have the best seat in the house, I must admit. But those were beautiful with the pearls in both the necklaces and the earrings and then the jewels. Those were beautiful. Julianne, did you have a favorite piece?
I'm a sucker for pearl earrings, so I was checking out several pairs of the earrings. I think that Anne Hand is so talented.
She really is.
Unfortunately, I didn't buy anything.
And you know what? What I really liked about her stuff is, even though it is, you know, quote-unquote pageant jewelry, in that she incorporates the Miss America crown into her designs, you could absolutely wear it for every day, and no one would even possibly realize that you had a crown on, right, Carrie?
That's correct. I mean, some of her pieces were, I liked it because she had some longer necklaces that would go very well with any kind of attire or suit.
Yeah, she had some awesome stuff. And for those of you that aren't familiar with Anne Hand's designs, you can visit her website at www.annhand.com. Her stuff was beautiful. And then another little kind of fun piece that I really liked was at one of the handbag booths, they had a lot of different creative uses of crowns. Did you all see that magnetic crown pin that they were showing at that booth? Did you happen to see that, Julianne?
No, I didn't. What did I miss out on?
Oh, my God. It was awesome. It was a large kind of crown that we would typically see as a crown pin. But instead of being actually a pin, it was a very heavy-duty magnet. So if you were wearing a suit or a dress, you would put it on instead of making a puncture through your garment. You put it on like a magnet. So you put the pin on the front and the magnet holder on the reverse side of your garment. So you could put it, the woman who was displaying it was really cute. You could put it on your suit or your dress. You could hold your sash together with this magnetic crown. She had on the pockets of her jeans. So she had added little crowns to her jean pockets, the back of her jeans. So she had these two little crown magnets on her jeans. Look very cute. And she had also put them on her shoes. So, you know, she had a little pair of black velvet ballet flats that she had put the crown magnets on. So it's really cool. So you could be like, buy two of those crown magnets and just doll up everything. I thought that was really cute. So I actually was lucky enough to walk away with a crown magnet. So I'm very excited to check out those crown magnets. I did get their website. Of course, I had to ask. Their website is www.aliz.handbags.com. So that was kind of fun. So the trade show was really, really awesome, and I had a great time at the trade show. But, of course, the big event was the actual pageant, wasn't it, Julianne?
Yes, it was. I think this year the pageant was so highly anticipated. The countdown to the crown series was so much better than last year, and people were so excited for the final night.
I think people were really, really excited. And I know from the press conference that they had prior to the pageant, where they were talking about what they had in store, I know that they had really listened to feedback from last year, both about the reality show and made some changes for that, as well as the pageant itself. And I think that the pageant on Saturday night really reflected the fact that the Miss America organization, TLC, and the production company, Tall Pony Productions, I think they were really listening to the feedback they had received from last year's viewers and really made a lot of fabulous changes that resulted in a great pageant. So let's talk about the pageant for just a minute. For those of you who were at the pageant, we were treated before the pageant to a national anthem presentation. For those of you who were watching on TV, I don't think this part was broadcast, but before the broadcast aired, Alabama's Outstanding Teen did a beautiful rendition of the national anthem, which got a standing ovation, obviously, and people were applauding before the song was even over. Wasn't that great, Carrie?
Oh, she's such a wonderful girl, too, and she did a fabulous job. Yes, it was great.
And she was a beautiful girl, and her particular rendition of it I thought was really, really challenging, and I was amazed that she was that talented at such a young age. What did you think, Julianne?
Oh, I can remember seeing her perform at MAOT in August, and I think she is such a talented young woman, and that's what makes MAOT so exciting, is because we have this new crop of talent waiting to enter the Miss system. So I look forward to seeing her at Miss America someday.
Yes, no doubt she'll be a very strong performer. Well, the first part of the pageant, they had, of course, an opening number with Mario Lopez featuring the girls dancing, and then they went right into introduction. And what I really liked this year, Carrie, was the fact that the introductions really gave, it wasn't just a, hi, I'm Miss Alaska. It really gave the opportunity for the girls to say something cute about their home state, didn't it?
It did, and it was very nice because each one had a unique phrase to say when she came out there, and just instead of saying her name.
And some of them were really funny, like, of course, Miss Texas came out there and said that the taller the hair, the closer to God, which got a huge laugh in the auditorium. But I really liked that it gave every girl a chance to speak and kind of be seen for a moment, because it's really, really hard when you lose that many girls within the first, 15 minutes of the show, because you go from 52 to 15. Isn't that hard, Julianne?
It's very hard to watch, especially for me. Throughout the year, I get to know these girls as they win their crowns, as they start working on their platform, and then you get to know them all week during preliminaries, and it's very hard to see so many of them go because they are all so talented and so wonderful.
You know, and not only are they talented, they were beautiful girls. They were so polite and lovely, exactly what you would expect of a potential Miss America. And so I'm sure it was very, very difficult to cut down to the top 15. But let's just review for a moment. They did, of course, have preliminary competition during the week. in lifestyle and fitness and swimsuit, evening wear, talent. They also had a private interview, and then they did an on-stage question. And just so everybody knows what the breakdown was, the Miss America organization provided me with the scoring breakdown. Lifestyle and fitness in swimsuit in preliminaries was worth 15%. Evening wear was worth 20%. Talent in preliminaries was 35%. Private interview was 25%. And then they also did an on-stage question in preliminaries that was worth 5%. So that's how they came up with 11 of the top 15. But Julianne, can you tell us, do you remember how they, I'm sure you do, tell us how they came up with 4 of the top 15 that they referred to as America's Choice?
Well, fans of Countdown to the Crown will know that throughout the series, 15 contestants were given golden sashes, which put them in the America's Choice pool. And Friday night, America was able to vote 4 of those young women out of the 15 to be in the top 15 on the Miss America stage.
Right. So those top 15 were called out, or those golden sash winners were called out on stage, and then the 4 that had been voted in by America were announced and asked to step forward. So that's how those 4 ladies got in. And just to review for everyone, those 4 ladies that were America's Choice contestants were South Dakota, Georgia, Indiana, who of course went on to win, and Alabama. And then the rest of the top 15, the 11 remaining contestants, were comprised of young ladies who actually made it in on their scores. And just for those of you keeping track at home, those ladies were Michigan, Delaware, Arkansas, Hawaii, D.C., Iowa, New York, California, Florida, Kentucky, and Tennessee. And, Carrie, I thought that was a very, very strong top 15. What did you think?
Oh, I thought it was – I think I had them all on my list, and I thought they did a great job picking the top 15. The 15 that they did pick were the ones that definitely stood out.
They really did. And, of course, there's always girls that you think are fabulous. I know there were several girls who were very strong in talent that didn't make it, several who had fabulous platforms and community service that didn't make it. And it's always tough when one of your favorite contestants didn't make it. But overall, I had to say it was a really strong top 15. Julianne, what did you think?
Absolutely, I would agree with that. I think that across the board, there was not one contestant that I thought, what? What is she doing here? I mean, every name they called, I was like, yes, yes, that makes sense. So I was thrilled with the top 15. And it made the rest of the competition that evening even more special because they were all so talented.
They were all really talented. And speaking of someone else who was really talented, I thought Mario Lopez did a great job hosting. Carrie, what did you think?
Well, I really don't think Mario can do anything wrong. I think he did a great – he's very good on stage. He is very relaxed, and I thought that he did an excellent job and really entertained with the girls.
You know, what I loved about him was that he had personality on stage, mm-hmm. but it was not so much personality that it was like he was trying to hog the spotlight. It was clear that he felt the contestants were the spotlight and that his job was to transition from competition to competition and to commercial break and back. And I have to say that in both press conferences I saw him at, both the pre-pageant press conference and the post-pageant press conference, it was really clear that he really admired the accomplishments of these young ladies and thought that the Miss America pageant had something to offer. Wouldn't you say that, Julianne? I know you were in the post-press conference.
Absolutely, I would agree with that. The first time Mario hosted and this year, I definitely got the impression from him that he respected the system and the young women involved in it. Absolutely.
And he even made several comments about how intelligent they were and accomplished. And you could really tell that he saw it, you know, that it wasn't just beauty was skin deep, that he really saw something more there than just, quote, unquote, a beauty pageant, that he could really see that it was a scholarship program that was extending an opportunity to extraordinary women. And it was just amazing. Well, it's hard to believe, but it's already time for a short break. We've been talking with Julianne Wieland and Carrie Moaning of Four Points Magazine. If you're currently competing in your local or state Miss America or Miss America's Outstanding Teen Program, or if you plan to compete in the future, then you definitely need to get a subscription to Four Points Magazine. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to dish about swimsuit, talent, and evening gown right here on Pageant Talk Radio. Hi. Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, plus 2 secrets for winning in the onstage interview. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know, though, that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. So get yours today by visiting www.tinyurl.com/PAG-MTPI for Mastering the Pageant Interview, so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
Are you looking to pump up the volume and versatility of your pageant hairstyle? At pageantfaces.com, we've got all the options you need to create the look you've been dreaming of without damaging your natural hair. We offer undetectable clip-in extensions, micro-mini clamp hair extensions, collagen bond extensions, as well as fusion extensions. Why take a gamble on off-the-rack extensions when you can have custom-selected extensions that are right for you? Visit pageantfaces.com today or email us at imageconsulting@airmail.net. Let us help you find the perfect extensions for your winning look. Do you have the number one tool used by elite title holders to create a winning pageant interview? Do you want to ace any question during your pageant interview? You need to get your copy of Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions today. The biggest mistake contestants make when practicing is using a limited list of practice questions. If you're practicing on your own or with the same practice partner, you're going to be practicing the same questions over and over. It's just hard to think of a wide variety of practice questions on your own. Valerie's 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions eliminates that problem and helps you prepare to answer any pageant interview question. Plus, the questions are specific to your competition division. 501 Perfect Practice Pageant Questions is a downloadable ebook. Just download it to your computer and start developing your interview skills today. Visit Valerie's website, www.pageantinterviewcoach.com, and click on products. With Valerie's Perfect Practice Pageant Questions, you're on your way to a winning pageant interview.